2 Samuel 5 is recorded for us to give us a glimpse into the greatness of the kingdom of God and God's chosen king, a king after God's own heart. And we know this because of how the author drops in a few lines after each episode given to us in chapter 5. So we have in verse 5 the length of David's reign over all of Israel, 33 years. And then in verse 10, after the run-in with the Jebusites, we are told, David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. In verse 12, it tells us that David knew that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. After the two episodes with the Philistines, in the end of 2 Samuel 5, with each instance, we are told of David's victories. Now listen, I don't think 2 Samuel 5 is given to us in chronological order as the first events of David's reign as king over all of Israel, but rather, these events serve as a snapshot of David's kingdom to show us the nature of God's kingdom under David's reign. How much greater, then, is the eternal kingdom of God under the reign of the true and eternal King of Israel, Jesus Christ? The Lord established it. The Lord established it for the good of his people and for the glory of his name, and it will be successful. As you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our European coordinators. And also remember the Burmese Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burma.